This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the question of Scottish independence firmly settled, 55% nay, 45% aye last night, if you missed it, we can now move on to the next question, which is, what happens now? The BBC's Lucy Burton is in Glasgow. Lucy, it's good to have you with us.
Lovely to be here, Kai.
First things first, I suppose, what's the mood? I guess you have half the people happy and half the people not happy.
Well, that's exactly right. And as you know, both sides here have been campaigning passionately. But in the end, it was the silent majority who won. And so this morning, there is a really strange atmosphere here in Glasgow because the very vocal yes campaign are now very quiet, very despondent, some of them very angry, actually. We've had a few run-ins with very angry yes voters. Yeah. And the no voters feel relieved. They're not gloating. They just feel relieved.
How much of the vote, do you suppose, was economically driven, whether it was getting to keep the pound or what happens to the oil off the coast or, the Royal Bank of Scotland saying it was going to reincorporate in London? How much was that a factor, do you think?
I think it was a real mix, Kai. For the no voters, it certainly perhaps played a bigger part. Lots of the no voters I spoke to said that actually they were convinced by the arguments made by businesses saying that they may have to move their bases from Scotland down to London. They were worried about their jobs. We went actually to BAE Systems. They've got a big shipbuilding factory on the side of the Clyde. And a lot of their workers voted no because they were worried about their jobs. On the other side, you had the yes voters who thought that a lot of these economic issues were really, it's a case of scaremongering, really, by the Better Together campaign. And they felt that they hadn't been given perhaps just all of the, they didn't really have all the knowledge. And of course, one side are very passionately saying that there would be a currency union, and the other side were very passionately saying that there wasn't. So in the end, it just came down to a case of who do you trust? And what, for a lot of people, it came down to what does your heart tell you?
Much has been made of the promised devolution of power from Westminster, from London and the British Parliament and the government there to Scotland. And now Prime Minister Cameron said this morning to Wales and other parts of the UK. How serious do people believe that actually is, and will it happen?
Again, with everything here, there's a mix. People who have voted no, many of them voted no because they really believed that these powers had been promised. David Cameron has promised that this transfer of power will happen, and they are very enthusiastic about this. But then again, on the other side of the camp, the yes votes say that isn't enough. We can't still have Westminster deciding things like defence policy, foreign policy, and they still want to have all the power here up in Scotland.
Lucy Burton with the BBC in Glasgow, Scotland. Lucy, thanks so much.
Lovely to be with you, Kai.